Thanks for calling customer service. How can I help you?
Yeah, excuse me. I'm getting charges from this company.
Yes, sir.
And it's overdrawn my account. And I don't, this is Lifestyle something or other.
Yes, sir. It's a meal plan.
So all of a sudden, I'm getting bills and I don't even know what this company is.
So this is a third-party call center. But if I can have your zip code, I can provide you with the information you need.
What do you need?
Your zip code.
Yeah, it's 98112.
Okay, so your first and last name?
Carl with a K, Lundblade, Lundblade.
And you said 98112?
Yeah, Seattle.
Okay, so there's no name with that account. Are you sure your zip code 98112?
I'm looking at my address on written on paper on the wall right now, and the bill is in my hand.
Okay, you say your first name is Paul.
Carl with a K. K-A-R-L.
Oh, you know what, sir? Your name right here in my face. I'm sorry. I'm thinking you said Paul, so I'm thinking you saying with a P.
Yeah.
And can you verify the address for me?
It's 603 32nd Avenue East, Seattle, Washington.
Okay, thank you, sir. I do appreciate it. Okay. Okay, so do you remember entering a contest when you did a survey? It's for
a what?
It's for Bites Hub.
Hold on a second.
It might be me. Okay. Do you remember doing a survey for Bites Hub for Dyson vacuum?
That was an order that I even hit cancel on. It was a free promotional deal from Home Depot.
Okay.
And it said, you know, just enter your address and so and so and so and so, and I get to the end and my phone said it's not to do it. So I hit cancel. Now I've had two charges of $59 and some change go through my account.
Okay, sir. And the reason why you were charged $59.89, it do say in a term condition for the sweepstakes, it also tells you that you will be enrolled in a monthly subscription for the meal plan, and that's for the monthly subscription.
That did not say nothing on that about that. That's why I hit cancel on it.
Okay, sir, I can offer you. I can offer you a $20 monthly rate instead of paying $59.89.
No, what I want is my $59.59, both of them back, because I sent in that text to take me off the thing and everything, and now I'm getting charged. So take me off of it. And take my email and everything off the list. And if I don't get my money back, I will have my bank go after you. Give me the numbers. They're closed right now. They're just nice enough to call me back a half hour after they close.
Okay, so give me one moment.
I want my stuff back.
Okay, so just give me one moment. I'm going to place you on a brief hold while I work on the account. Just give me one moment.
I'm sorry, I'm upset. I don't mean to take it out on
no,
you.
No, ma'am.
But...
Trust me. I don't mean to call you a man, but trust me, I do understand. I do understand.
I've been called worse.
I mean, that's, but you know, you just made the day go by. It really
does.
Well,
no, I just.
Sometimes it does.
I work two, three jobs most of the time.
For real?
Yeah, I quit doing drugs years ago, and I stay busy.
Yeah, you have to stay busy.
And when I see a deal that, a one-time dollar deal, and you read through it and it says, you know, do this little questionnaire thing, and I get to the end and my phone's like, iPhone just said, nope, not good, don't do it. So I hit unsubscribe, cancel, and But then again, it keeps sending me freaking stuff on it. I was just looking through my, before I called you, I was looking through my phone and I got like 5 more emails from you guys.
So you say you receive 5 more?
What's that?
You say you receive an email?
Yeah, I see. I keep getting the same email about the vacuum and stuff. I'm like, but it's like this whole junk mail stuff comes in at about 30 of them every 2 hours, it seems like.
All it was today?
No, I probably had 20 of them today so far.
From the same company?
Not from you. Not from you. From just anybody, you know?
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, you know, sometimes you just got to be careful. You just got to read before you make a purchase with anything. That goes with anything.
Well, I sit there and I
that's why it's good. It's good to read.
Babe. Hold on. I got painters here at the apartments right now. He needs these guys.
Okay, so give me one moment. Okay, so give me one moment. I'm still working on the account. Okay, sir. I do have the account canceled, and I also had a full refund issued back to you, ending the last 4 card number 5712. Is that correct?
What was that? The card ending in 5172?
No, 5712.
Hold on a second. Because I closed my account down yesterday and everything, and I got hit with it again.
If they close it down, they mean, okay.
Here, pull that out of there. No, because it actually, I closed my account down and got a new card. That is my old card number.
Okay, that's the card. That's the,
and then it recharged this new card today.
Okay. Well, the card.
So you have two transactions that are in holding right now.
Okay, well, the card that's on file, that's where the refund going back to. But the account is canceled, and the refund should take 3 to 5 business days to receive. I also have a confirmation number. Would you like to write it down?
Yes. Hold on a second. I was more prepared before I walked outside.
That's okay. Ten.
And a piece of paper. I can write on this book.
Okay, you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, C. Is in cat.
C.
920.
920.
708.
708. 269. 269?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thanks for calling Custom Service. You have a great day.
Is that it?
No, sir. I was saying thanks for calling Custom Service. You have a great day.
Oh, you too. Thank you very much for your help.
No problem.
Bye.